At the Republican convention, one of the biggest zingers in Sarah Palin's speech came when she compared her experience as a small-town mayor in Alaska to Barack Obama's experience as a community organizer in Chicago. It was a theme that echoed an earlier speaker that night, former presidential candidate and New York mayor Rudy Giuliani, who openly mocked Obama's experience.
He worked as a community organizer. What?
Obama responded the next day.
The question I have for them is, why would that kind of work be ridiculous?
Let's put that question to a real-life community organizer, Mike Kruglick, who 20 years ago took out an ad in a newspaper to bring a new organizer to the south side of Chicago. Who was that, Mr. Kruglick?
Barack Obama.
Were you surprised that community organizing became a punching bag at the Republican National Convention?
I was only surprised that it took that long. Because what community organizing represents is ordinary people trying to defend their interests in their communities in a way that's totally authentic and raising issues like jobs, health care, public safety that dramatically affect their lives. Whereas some politicians have exactly the opposite message for ordinary people, which is, we'll take care of the problem.
But I think what former Mayor Giuliani and Governor Palin we're saying is that it doesn't give you executive experience. It doesn't lead you to make executive decisions.
What Barack has done in creating a campaign that is synthesizing the raising of grassroots money, the training of hundreds and thousands of people to organize in communities across this country, and to manage all that in a way that is very, very effective, very, very professional. It's a very high level of executive ability that's required to do that.
Give me a little picture of you and Barack Obama on the south side of Chicago, the kinds of people you were meeting, things you specifically did for them.
One of the first experiences that he had that he describes in his book, Dreams from My Father, was when we were working on trying to help people get jobs. We created what was called the Regional Employment Network. And so the first meeting that Barack describes in his chapter on Chicago was a meeting of a couple of thousand people. You know, his comment was, you couldn't help but be heartened by seeing so many thousands of people, different kinds of folks, black folks, white folks, brown folks, coming together for a common purpose.
The name, Gamaliel Foundation, what does that mean, Gamaliel?
It comes from the Bible, and it would be Gamaliel. But Rabbi Gamaliel, he was the teacher of St. Paul, and St. Paul turned out to be one heck of an organizer. He organized the Christian church.
Mike Kruglick is director of Metropolitan Organizing for the Gamaliel Foundation in Chicago and 20 other states. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Jackie.